This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I'm Jordan Robinson, host of the new podcast, The Women's Hoop Show. Each episode, I'll be joined by a rotating group of women's basketball experts to talk WNBA, college hoops, the new unrivaled league, and the shifting landscape of the sport. The game is growing, and so are we. Listen to and follow The Women's Hoop Show and Odyssey Podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Jerry Bologna joins us now, Executive Director of JEDCO, Jefferson Parish Economic Development Commission. How you doing, Jerry?
I'm doing well, Tommy. How are you doing this morning?
I am okay, sir. Other than as I left work, I saw all these little oak fuzzy things flying in the breeze, and I'm thinking this today's got Benadryl written all over it. Just
I can sympathize with that.
Let's talk about the Esplanade Mall, and then we'll work our way back to some things. What is going on with that mall? What did the kind of council look for? Tell me what the situation is.
Yeah, that certainly generated some attention last week. The existing, there are some challenges with the ownership of that mall, mainly being that they don't have clear ownership to the entire site. It's been well publicized that Dillard still owns their footprint. The Target owns their footprint within the mall property. There's a movie theater there, separate ownership. So it sort of carves out parts of the property, and it prohibits the owner, the main owner of the mall, from doing any sort of large-scale redevelopment of the entire site. And what went before the council in the city of Kenner on Friday was they were seeking a re-subdivision of another parcel to put a hotel on that site, and the Kenner council rejected that proposal. With the thought that if we continue to carve it up, we're going to make it even harder for a large-scale redevelopment of that property, for one single owner to come in and do that lifestyle center, for example. And that's what would certainly generated some attention.
I haven't been there, Jerry, in a long, long time, so you're going to have to walk me through this. So if you look at the area from above, if I were to look at a diagram of it, the walls are joined, the walls are common, but Dillard's is a separate piece of property from Target, which is a separate piece of property legally from the mall. Is that what we're saying?
That is correct. The current owner of the mall, they really own the interior portion of that mall. They do own the Macy's now. That's under common ownership. But the Dillard's is a separate parcel, a separate lot of record, separate parcel. The Target is the same. Movie theater, I believe, is the same. Mm-hmm. So if you want to do something expansive there, you're dealing with irregular lot lines and having to build. You can't do a square building there or something of that fact.
That seems to me to be a level of complexity like I've never heard of before. Are there precedents for this either in the area or around the country?
Yeah. No, there are certainly precedents for it, but it creates challenges, and I think that's one of the reasons that I know Councilwoman Bohannon on the parish council, and I think the Kenner City Council, their interest is, how do we get control of that site or get the current owner to get the entire control? Because once one developer has control of the entire site, then you can really get creative with the site. You can put it out for an RFP to bring in a developer and really tell them what you want to see, what the city wants to see there, whether it's hotels, lifestyle center, living units, retail, all of those things. But you have one person with control of the site that can dictate that instead of being constrained by these hurdles.
How many acres is that? Do you know, Jerry?
Ooh, offhand, I'm not really sure.
a bunch.
But
right?
I would say it would. It represents our largest East Bank redevelopment opportunity.
I guess what I'm wondering, would it be large enough if somebody were, and I don't know how Kenner would feel about this or how the Chateau residents would feel about this, if somebody wanted to buy Dillard's out, buy Target out, again, this is if we all had, yeah. If my aunt had, she'd be my uncle. But if somebody were willing to buy everybody out, could this potentially be a place for maybe some upscale housing or homes or something like that? Or have y'all talked about that? I'm just thinking about stuff here.
Yeah. No, I think everything is on the table. I think one consideration, though, that is important is all of South Louisiana is heavily reliant on sales tax. Mm. And so there is a keen interest in making sure that comes back commercially in some way, because the Esplanade at one time was the largest sales tax generator in Kenner, and they certainly would like to see it that way again, because that certainly helps with quality of life and services and things throughout the city, the more sales taxes that can be generated in the city.
So property taxes would not offset that? There would be a net loss?
It would not offset it totally, no.
Okay. So when it comes to the other mall in Jefferson Parish, Lakeside Mall, and the viability of that, here's what I'm trying to get to, Jerry, is that the Esplanade, back in the day, just like I do, and yep, a lot of people do, malls were rocking, right? I mean, they even had the one on the West Bank, I forgot what that was, they called that one in Marrero, that they tore down
Bell
completely.
Promenade.
Bell Promenade, yeah, and now is a Lowe's or some Walmart, something else, whatever is on the site. Nationally, tell me about the future of malls, and here's what I'm getting to my roundabout way. Lakeside remains viable, but to think that Esplanade is going to come back as a mall, that's not really going to happen, is it? Or could it happen?
Yeah, no, I think that's unrealistic. And Tommy, I don't go nearly back as far as you do, but
remember sure.
Some
absolutely
of those
not.
Old malls.
No, absolutely not. Certainly not.
I think
you would. By the way, Jerry's got his 24th birthday coming up. Jerry, congratulations. To achieve what you have achieved at 24 years of age, my friend, you deserve some type of award or something. But anyway, go ahead, please.
No, I think what you point out is fact. Lakeside Mall has been an extreme outlier in terms of mall development across the country. Malls were totally overbuilt throughout the country, and you saw them sort of wither and die, and you see some of these outliers like Lakeside, who now is probably the largest mall property between Houston and Atlanta, certainly the most upscale or having the ability to retain those upscale brands. And then the other properties are having to figure out how to redevelop. The malls that have survived usually have some sort of experiential aspect, whether it's a ice skating rink or a Dave and Buster's type development, something that's drawing people to that property. And then the others are having to reinvent themselves. Certainly at Clearview, for example, you've seen them bring in the Ochsner Super Clinic, multifamily residential. And now that's done and they have the Target anchor, now they're moving on to the redevelopment of the interior part of that mall, but they have several anchors. Bell Promenade, that one took a long time to start the redevelopment as well, and it's still not where it needs to be. But they developed a lot of those out parcels with restaurants and retail, and now you're seeing them finally start to fill in the interior part of that mall property. But across the country, you're seeing malls redevelop as cultural centers, as lifestyle centers, where you have that live work play aspect.
Somebody texted something in, and I think it's a good idea. I'll explain when I return and reveal it to you and Jerry Bologna, Executive Director of JEDCO, Jefferson Parish Economic Development Commission, when we come back. What would you like to see done with that Esplanade Mall site? 722 traffic now, WWL. 727, Tommy Tucker, humid Wednesday morning, talking to Jerry Bologna, a youthful Jerry Bologna, 24 years old and already the executive director of JEDCO, Jefferson Parish Economic Development Commission, which is amazing how you can have a child that's older than that, Jerry. But you know what? Look, let's not go into the physics of this and go into the time-space continuum. Let's just go with that, okay? No, but seriously, somebody texted in about an amusement park on that site because they thought that New Orleans East and the Jazzland and mess that all was failed because of the location, et cetera, et cetera. Would the site be big enough for something like that, or some kind of water park like they have in Baton Rouge where you go? Or I don't know what the trend is in the country with the viability of amusement parks or water parks. Anybody express any kind of interest in that or ideas about that?
There has been interest in that. There's been interest in sports facilities there, travel facilities, different types of sports facilities that are attractors of people to the region. So we are fielding prospects in pretty much every industry, and they have that site on their radar.
Would it be something that you would do, that you would go to a Six Flags, or I don't know who else is in the amusement park business, Dolly World, whatever, and say, hey, you know, we got this site in Kenner, be a good spot for you?
There are corporate relocation site selectors that specialize in those types of things, and we have conversations with those types of folks every day.
So
yeah, I mean that's how it happens.
So if you're talking about an IKEA, would that further complicate the situation or not?
I don't think that would complicate the situation.
Because the reason I asked that, Jerry, is that because then you're carving out a different parcel and something else that's there to prevent the whole thing from being redeveloped, right?
Well, to give you some perspective on that, the IKEA in their traditional format store, like you would see in a Houston or in Atlanta, they would need the entire mall site, inclusive of the Dillard's, Target.
Oh, really?
Everything. That's how big their stores are. So if you did something like an IKEA there, that would be the entirety of the site.
I've never been in IKEA. I get most of my furniture from, you know, inside of the road when people put it outside. It's good to know. Jerry, thank you.
You get it already assembled.
Exactly, already assembled and broken in. Any final thoughts about what else is going on in Jefferson Parish?
No, we haven't lost any momentum. It was a strong start to the year. We're excited about initiatives all across the parish. We were supposed to be down in Grand Isle today, but the wind is prohibiting us from doing that. But we're going to be launching an incredible brand for our Grand Isle off-bottom oysters. But winds all across the parish, and I'm happy to come on again and soon and talk about those.
Talk to Jordan, please. We'd love to have you. One other question I want to ask you real quick. The travel ball facility, how's that proceeding on the West Bank?
It's looking great. If you haven't been out that way, that's towards almost the rear of the TPC golf course. And I believe that's going to be coming online soon. And we're excited about the future. I think that's another draw where people are going to be coming to Jefferson Parish from all over.
I have been there. It's awesome looking. And maybe people, when they go to the golf tournament, can take a ride out there and see it. Thank you, Jerry. Take it easy.
Have a good one.
Talk to you soon. Jerry Bologna, Executive Director of JEDCO, Jefferson Parish Economic Development Commission. We'll talk to Stephanie Regal, business writer for the Times-Picayune, NOLA.com, about the Archdiocese and their bankruptcy case and what's going on with that when we return. Right now, time for WWL First News.